much faith does God want us to have? And what helps us build a stronger faith? I'm Lori Short, and today's 10-minute podcast is on a verse that's actually in one of my favorite stories in the Bible. But this particular verse may be one that you haven't really noticed or seen in this story, even if you know it. It comes from the story of Elijah, who really is a towering figure in the Old Testament because of his faith. But the verse that we're going to look at today shows that God actually helped build that faith because of some of the circumstances that he brought into Elijah's life. The verse is 1 Kings 17:3, and it's actually not the kind of verse that grabs you at first. Most people know Elijah because of 1 Kings 18, where he has this great showdown with the prophets of Baal and shows a confidence in God that most of us don't have when he goes up against 500 prophets of Baal and just says, "My God is going to prevail." It's an amazing story. But this verse in the chapter before shows how Elijah built that kind of faith. To give some context, Elijah comes on the scene as a prophet at the beginning of this chapter. It's the first time we hear about him. And the chapter begins with him boldly confronting the king. And then right after that, we read that the Spirit of the Lord comes to Elijah, and here's the verse. He says, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." Now, most prophets in the Old Testament are called to go and do something, not leave and hide. But God takes Elijah away to strengthen his own faith before he's called to the task that God has for him to do. So following God's instructions is going to mean that Elijah has to trust that some birds are going to bring him food. He has no evidence that this is going to happen. He just has to trust that what God says, he will do. And Elijah will be by himself, so his entire survival will be based on God's faithfulness. What I think is cool is that the miracle of these birds bringing his food will only be seen by Elijah, no one else. It's going to be for his benefit. And I just love that. It seems like before Elijah is called to help other people have faith, God wants to build his faith. So why does God want to do that? Well, first of all, we're so much more compelling as a witness when we're leaning on God ourselves. God wants us to have a vibrant faith, not just talk about it. And I find that again and again in my speaking. God is always bringing circumstances into my life so that my words will be fresh because I'm actually experiencing this kind of faith in my life. We're not supposed to live off knowledge about faith or the faith stories of someone else. God actually wants us to have our own experiences of faith. And God also doesn't want us to solely rely on faith stories of the past. I mean, yes, we remember the past so that we can remember God's faithfulness, but God wants us to see him work in the present too, and to find new things to trust him with. There's a quote in my chapter on this verse in 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith, and here's what it says. "The greater the risk God requires to see the miracle, the greater effect the miracle has on our faith." And I think that's so true. And you will notice in this passage that Elijah experiences something of a progression in what he sees God do. First of all, it's a progression of experiences that build his faith. First, it's his own meals that he watches the ravens bring to him when he's in that ravine. And they actually bring him meat and bread, not just wafers and water. So he really gets to bask in God's generosity in this miracle. But that is only for him alone. And then it's the provision of food for himself and a widow and her son, where he goes next. And that's where he spends some time. And then it's actually raising her son from the dead. And then finally, it's standing in front of the prophets of Baal, 500 of them, proclaiming God's victory before it happens. But he also experiences a progression of his audience, because as I said, first he's alone in that ravine, then it's him and a widow and her son, and then it's him and 500 prophets of Baal. His trust increases with each act of faith, and his boldness increases in front of a bigger and bigger audience, and we get to witness that. And the last thing we learn from Elijah is that being filled with faith isn't a one-time occurrence, because after all this has happened, Elijah actually loses his perspective, and he almost loses his faith. After he has his great showdown with the prophets of Baal, he actually gets chased by the queen, Queen Jezebel, and he ends up running and running and running and hiding in a cave, and he wants to die. He's so depressed. And so an angel comes to him, and what I love is the angel first feeds him and tells him to rest, which I think is so important when we lose perspective in our life. And then he has this wonderful experience in the cave of how God meets him. And it's another famous passage in 1 Kings 19, that it's not in the storm or the earthquake or some big loud event, but it's a still small voice that he actually has to lean in to hear. And I think this shows that God can meet us in so many ways. And he wants to keep doing that our whole lives. So from Elijah's story, we learn that just like a car needs refueling, we need to be regularly filled from experiences that deepen our faith. So how do we do that? Well, similar to last week's podcast, first of all, we need to keep going to church, because at church, we're surrounded by other believers, we participate in worship, and we get to hear from the Word of God. And that is like getting refueled in our faith. And I think also our quiet time, just time alone with God every day, whatever that looks like for you and whatever time is best for you, it's just taking that time to be quiet with God and let him speak to you. And as part of that time, it's reading the Bible, reading a few verses or a passage in the Bible that can encourage you and jumpstart your faith again. I think also reading books that rejuvenate our faith. I have some favorite authors that I like to read, and so it's just keeping your library filled with some books that can encourage you in your faith. And having friends that rejuvenate your faith, that is so helpful, because sometimes we just need to call someone and ask them for prayer or tell them how we're doing, and they can become an encouragement to our faith. And then, of course, I'm a big believer in mentors, people who are more mature in the faith. You should at least have one person that you're checking in with who's more mature than you in your faith. In fact, this Friday night, we're doing a She Grows conference in Redwood City at Peninsula Covenant Church. And it's a celebration of what mentoring relationships can be in your life, because I believe they can change your life. So God wants you to build your faith, because then you'll know him better. And then you'll see more of what he's up to and is capable of doing in your life. Walking by faith is exactly that, walking by faith, because then you keep learning and watching. You never arrive, because I think God wants to accompany us throughout our whole lives at every stage. And when you're open to following him into places that require complete dependence on your part, you will know God differently. And that certainly was true for Elijah. Thanks so much for tuning in.